asked me was where I liked it. I told
this
him.
This is a gays only event.
I like my shoes.
Howdy, niggas.
What's going on?
The weed.
Weed.
Like, do I give a fuck?
Period.
How many fucks do I give?
Zero.
Exactly.
Period.
You goddamn gay.
I never said LGBT last night.
Period.
I said S-I-E.
I like my shoes.
Hey, gays and theys, welcome back to the One and a Half Lesbians podcast.
I'm Adriana the Lesbian.
And I'm B the Half.
And we upload every other Wednesday, so make sure you're tuning in every other week. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at 1.5lesbians to stay up to date and continue the conversation.
You can follow me on Instagram at namastewoke for absolutely nothing.
And you can follow me on Twitter at ultralesbian for my random thoughts and complaints.
We have a Discord where we're building community and connections and some other buzzwords, but also it's a lot of fun. Link is in the description if you want to join. We're watching Hoochie Daddies Friday night at 8 p.m.
Yep.
It's horrible, but you know, yeah. You have to do your public service somehow.
It's bad. It's real bad, but.
You know, call it volunteer.
This is volunteer work?
It is. I'm giving my time to the less talented and less fortunate.
Yes, and they got that one YouTube view from my stream to everyone else.
But let's get into the show. Did capitalism win this week?
Capitalism won this week.
Mm-hmm.
I finally did my taxes the day before it was due.
Sorry, I laughed so bad at you.
I sent a picture to the group chat about with the refund. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Because all I saw was, it was like, I was getting a bunch of messages and then Apple was like, do you want to mute this conversation? I was like, no. And then I looked and I was like,
this just said, I owe them $2 and I'm receiving a $55 refund.
From two different places. Your federal was $2, I think. How much you owe?
Either, whatever, all together. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm getting. And I was, $2?
You said, y'all did your taxes already? How much you getting back? Because what the fuck is this? The $2 is what sent me to fucking heaven. Because $2, you didn't need that.
$2. When I saw that shit come on my bank account, I was like, is this a fucking joke? $2 to the IRS.
They needed that. I know y'all broke. Y'all needed that real bad, huh?
Like, I was like, did I do something wrong? But then I remember the stuff with the tax stuff, whatever Trump did. I was like, damn, mm-hmm. This is wild. I was like, I know it's been a minute since I had like a full calendar year of like work, but mm-hmm. I was like, you know, when I was working in Baltimore, I was like, I know I made less, but I was like, I ain't never, it wasn't like this. Like, but that was also in like 2021. 2020, so
yeah,
damn. I was looking forward to a little nice little refund check. I guess those days are over. Damn,
I was like, I ain't owing this year. I owed last year. I owed enough for several people last year. I'm good. Thank you, Pierce. Ironically, the part-time job I had is what saved me from owing.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because I could take a standard deduction off that, and it like dropped everything.
Nice. I still did standard deduction, but I was like, so what is this $2 though? Like, why do I need to owe this $2?
And I'm like, why didn't you take that out over the course of last year?
Literally. I guess they showed me what they took out and I was like, okay, they're like, here's what you should have took out. And this is what they took out. And it was like $2 left over. And I was like, okay.
But then I was like, why didn't you just take that out? Like, why are you miscalculating?
Yeah. I was like, I do something wrong. I don't know.
If I owe, and like, it's not like you had a contract gig, like you have a salary job where you have taxes. So I'm like, you did something wrong. How's that my fault?
Exactly. So I don't know. That just pissed me off because I was like, damn. So no new money for real? Like,
yeah.
$50? Are you serious?
55.
I mean, fuck, I'm going to do with that. I mean, I'm going to use it, but fuck, I'm going to do with that. Like,
that's a good dinner. 2 days dinner. Okay. You'll have to eat.
I guess.
I don't know. Hey, high on the hog, Cheesecake Factory. Okay.
A couple new clothes, like a couple shirts. Ooh, or something. Like,
the hell are you getting?
I don't know.
Have you been to the store lately? There ain't no shirt less than $30.
What? Oh no.
You get one shirt.
Wow. I really need some new clothes though. Like, damn. Why does everything cost so much money?
Yeah, I sent off my last check to the state of Maryland. Dude, I shouldn't have posted. I was like, here, bitch.
I was like, damn, have it.
Damn. Like, yeah.
Annoying ass.
Had to write that check. I was like, oh, God. Fuck you.
Yeah. So capitalism won for me. Although I'm in the in-between. I think this check, most of this check doesn't have to go to rent. So I'm like, okay, I got a little, you know, a little spending money, but not that much.
Not really.
I was like, well, let me not get too happy like I did last month and be like, oh, wait.
Yeah, I was mad happy with the credit card this month. I was like, oh, wow. I might pay that back, huh?
Right. I was like, y'all sure about that? I don't know.
Nah, I can't play like that. I have to pay my shit. And then I owed you money for the Meg ticket. Yeah. I almost sent you that Rihanna gif of her throwing the money, but I was like, no. I was like, you please purchased stop. These tickets in Goodwill. Like,
I did this for us, okay?
I was like, you and your Discover card, you did this for us. Yeah, sorry, the $2.
Like, that really pissed me off. And they snatched that shit out. Because you could have just said zero. They snatched that shit immediately. They were like, yep, took my $2. Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah, so April is going to be, maybe that's why everybody's mad this week.
Hello, that's why everybody's mad, because we like, the taxes, they're taking more than they had before. We're receiving less than we had before. Like, this is
some
a joke.
Some people owe. A lot of people owe.
Some people owe more. I was like, yikes.
Yeah, I was out in the field doing work, and this lady was talking, and she was like, yeah, I owe like $3,000. I was like,
Damn.
Three. I was like, well, first of all, bitch, what do you do? Because you owe $3,000. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be working where you work, but not really. Yeah, and then I hate when TurboTax gives you, like, your total income. Because I was like, I did not make that much money.
I really didn't. Like, and even when I add up what on my W-2, what they said I received, I was like, are we sure?
I never saw it.
I feel I like see that. If I add up the actual direct deposits, forever, I'm like, I don't think I got that. So,
No.
Somebody's lying.
Yeah. I was like, I did not receive all of that money this year.
Like, this shit is a scam.
Did not see that. Yeah, they were saying I made buku bucks. I was like, I did not see that. And what fucked me up was that grant I got.
Oh, damn. But that's a grant.
You
have to pay taxes on a grant?
I cannot say what I did on TurboTax. I cannot say what I did on TurboTax in relation to that money.
All right, got
I cannot say. But it's taxable income. But when it got totaled into the amount that I made for the year, I was like, nigga, I did not make that.
I didn't. Yeah. Like, that went straight to what the grant was for. Like,
which I'm still having problems with because contractors are so unreliable.
Damn. Try to hire people to do some work. And
niggas hate money.
Like, if you can't do it, just say that. Like,
so, like, I had one guy come out. I'm trying to build a greenhouse. That was what most of the grant money is for. I had one guy come out and look at, like, the dilapidated shed. Said he could do it. Like, talked a good game. Like, I felt confident going in. I get the budget. I'm like, oh, you're illiterate. Like, you actually. I'm, like, looking at the budget. He has some of the stuff. He's like, okay, this is going to cost this. Plus, my labor is going to equal this. Fine. But then at the bottom, he has an additional labor cost. And I'm like, when we're on the phone, I was like, okay, like, what is the additional labor cost? I was like, are you bringing in additional contractors? He was like, no, I'm doing it by myself. And I'm like, so why did you factor in labor into some of these things up here? Couldn't give me an explanation. Then I want, like, an automatic piston. So, like, when it gets too hot in the greenhouse, it automatically raises and lets out some hot air. Mm-hmm. He had a manual one on there. And I was like, oh, no, I want this one. When I look up the automatic piston, it's less than $100. Why is he charging me $475?
He think he's stupid?
You think I'm stupid. You think I'm a bitch, too. And I was like, okay, well, it's saying $100 in here. He's like, well, labor. And I was like, okay, so then what's the additional labor cost at the bottom floor?
Right.
Why didn't you just factor in labor into each individual line? Then the budget also looks like, you know, when you type in, like, make me a free budget in Google, and then it brings up, like, some little, it literally looked like that. And then he had an admin fee at the bottom. I was like, I've never talked to anybody administrative. And
it's just him.
The admin fee was $325.
He's just making shit up. To
making shit up.
And he think people gonna fall for it. I'm sure maybe somebody has, but not you.
And then I didn't get like a drawing or anything like that, which is fine. fine, I guess, but not really. I'd like to see, like, you know, some conceptual something. So then, anyway, I had to fire him because I was like, look, I was like,
it's not going to work out. Sorry.
Something's not smelling right. And I like talked to a couple people and they're like, yeah, you don't want a bad contractor. Like, if you don't, if you feel like you can't understand what he's saying or what he's charging you, like, you don't want to.
Yeah.
So, and then he was like, oh, I have a commercial. Cause I was like, oh, can you start the first week of May? Cause I was like, yeah, I want to get fucking jump started. And then he was like, oh, yeah. He was like, well, maybe second week. I have a commercial project going on the first week. And I was like, so you gonna finish a commercial project in 1 week? That don't sound right. Does that sound logical? No. So, and then he charged a $35 fee because I canceled because what? He came out to do like an assessment of the property.
Was the assessment free or no?
Yeah, if I had hired him, the assessment would be free. I was like, you know what? $35 is a lot less than like $12,000 of like wasted money. So
yeah, I was like, I guess this was quote unquote labor for you to come out and walk around the premises and
think. And then when he pulled out at my parents' house, he pulled into the driveway. Huge ick. Stop pulling in people's driveways when you don't live there. Ick.
As if there's not plenty of street parking in your neighborhood.
Mad street parking. Mm. He pulled up. He's smoking a cigarette. He like chucks the cigarette out of the window onto the grass. And then I get out of the car and I see him. He was like, oh, hey. And then he was like, I'm going to pull in the street. And I was like, yeah, you do that. Like,
like, who do you think you are?
You don't live here. And then I was like, there's a cigarette on the grass. And I like went and picked it up and put it in the
rest. And he's littered?
Littered, bitch.
Wow.
And then some of the numbers just didn't make sense. I was like, why is this more than like the demolition cost? Like, and then I asked for like polycarbonate. You're putting acrylic on here. I was like, that's not what I really asked for. I don't got any brand names of anything. Like, I can't check the prices. Like,
Yeah, he was trying to pull a fast one on you.
Mm. Yeah. And I was like, without a drawing, like, how do I know that you need 8 like glass, like slabs of acrylic? Like,
yeah, I guess this is just not the contractor for you.
So then I tried to reach out to another one. My mom gave me like this guy who she knows money who did something and it was really good. He was like, yeah, I'll get you a drawing and an estimate by Saturday. Okay, Saturday comes and goes. I'm like, okay, well, everybody's busy. I texted him on Wednesday, 1 week after. I was like, hey, still interested in like getting that drawing and assessment? No response. Why do you hate money?
Niggas don't want to make money.
They don't. They don't. And I was like, I have money specifically for this. It can't go to shit else. I was like,
it's like I have the money here to spend, guys. Like,
I literally do. Nobody wants it. Oh, okay. So
damn, that sucks.
I don't know. Find
a contractor who can actually do what you're asking.
I've been searching. I was like, I wouldn't mind a contractor who was just kind of like, yeah, I'm gonna make it work. Like, but like, don't charge me like 15 right. grand. Don't for like it.
Overcharge.
Yeah, you charge 15 grand. I'm like, 15 grand, I need a drawing. I need an adequate budget. I need to speak to a customer service representative.
I need your itemized lists. Like,
I need itemized billing. I need more than one person working on the project. Like,
right.
I was like, that's not even safe. Unless you're going to have me out there holding the ladder. But I was like, so, yeah, niggas hate money. But if you guys far stretch, I like posted on Reddit too. I was like, does anyone have a contractor that knows how to do a greenhouse? And then of course dickheads in the comments are like, you know, you can build your own greenhouse, it's so simple, just look up some YouTube videos. I don't want to.
Otherwise, I don't want to. You would have been doing your research already.
Like, I don't want to build it. I don't want to build it. Like, it's above my skill level. Right. I'm allowed to say that.
It's like, and I don't, like, we don't all have to DIY. If someone else is out there who would, you can pay.
I'd rather just pay someone to do it correctly. Like, I was like, I know my skill set level. I can't watch a couple YouTube videos and start putting in, like, ceiling beams and shit. Like, yeah. The shit is gonna fall down.
Not to mention, I'm like, you have a full-time job. When are you gonna have time to build and work on learn how to build a greenhouse? Hello? Like,
and then I have to buy all the tools and the materials. And, like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that.
Like, after all that, it's gonna cost you more than the grant money you got. Like,
hello? And then, yeah, so I was like, okay, everybody hates money. But if you guys know a contractor who's willing to, like, drive to PG County.
like, please help.
Please. Spare contractor.
Spare contractor.
But yeah.
speaking of other green, it's 420.
That was funny.
We're recording on 420.
I can't even indulge today.
Oh, study. Damn. Oh, you're studying.
Girl, I found out I got a final on Monday on Thursday.
Damn.
I thought it was like Wednesday or Thursday. I was like, oh, I have plenty of time. And then I went to the review session. She was like, okay, so yeah, the final's on Monday. I was like, whoa. I was like,
damn.
Yeah, so I can't even indulge. But are you indulging, of course?
I definitely already have.
Oh.
It was funny. This morning, I was like, should I wait till later? Because I'm going to the little picnic thing. I was like, should I wait till later to make it special? But I was like,
special.
I don't know.
Nigga smokes enough for three people each day. Talking about, can I make it special?
Because I was like, every day really is 420. But I was like, oh, should I just wait till later? And I was like, nah, let me just...
Head ass! real pot smokers don't need 420. Every day is 420.
It really is. I was like, let me just go business as usual. Like, let me clean the bong, you know, fresh bong for 420.
Fresh bong for 420. It's like putting out cookies for Santa.
Yeah, so... I should be being a good student like you and working on assignments, but I was like, sorry, I got plans. Oh. I don't know.
I'm sorry. You have an assignment. You texted me that this morning, too.
I do. It's due tomorrow, so.
Don't tell me you live by due tomorrow. Due tomorrow.
Not on purpose, but.
I will say it's so relaxing to have finished an assignment early and then just chill the day of. And you're like, wow, I'm so glad I got that done. You should try it.
Apparently. And I have a group project that's also due tomorrow. Oh. And ooh. But I did most of my part already. I think now we're just editing the paper thing or whatever. But see, I know groups. A couple people, they did their contributions earlier in the week. I know they'd be mad that a couple of us be like late. I'm like,
yeah,
it's not well. The assignment was turned in on time? No, like relax.
But
like,
you cause an extra stress.
Well, then they can.
As relax. You can tell, I get my part done very early.
Yeah, I think like two people already had their stuff like on the Google Doc on like Tuesday, and I was like, "Well, y'all said Thursday or Friday, so Friday I'm gonna have my thing in the Google Doc." So
does not work well with others. Got it.
Please. And they be writing so much. I was like, the paper would be long as hell because y'all can't be quiet. Like,
I know you not talking about somebody can't be quiet.
In the paper, though, like, I'd be like, damn, shut up. Like,
niggas about to talk over here for 2 hours and then be like, damn, shut up. Oh, wow.
Is this a paper? No. Is this an academic paper? No.
It is. This is academically significant.
And what
do ways? Niggas not learn from this podcast occasionally?
Occasionally, sure. Yes, this is an educational resource.
It is. Any special interests I have, you all are now bound to listen to it. Anytime I get into it, we all get into it.
So yeah, I should be working on that assignment, but I already knew earlier in the week. I was like, Saturday is, there's no work that's gonna get done on Saturday. Like, let's be serious. Like,
why didn't you do
let's not even lie. I did it yesterday.
Oh yeah, you said.
But I still have to like edit. I think we all have a section of the paper to like edit and like mesh well together because we all wrote parts for each section. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, it's not due till tomorrow. So I got all day tomorrow.
Oh wow.
It's due at 11:59 p.m. I got all day tomorrow to work.
I should have weighing up my master's degree. Maybe talking about it's kindergarten for adults. I was like, talking about a group paper every day. You got an extension. Whoa.
Not literally. I got two extensions for the other class, not this class, but the group assignment. Wow. And I'm about to turn it in late too. I was like, well, I'm gonna aim to turn it in tomorrow, but I'm like, I know myself. I might turn it in on Monday. Like, I don't know.
Oh wow. And he gonna give you an A. I'm screaming.
No, I did it for the other class, the one I turned in the day after the 24-hour grace period, she did not even mark me down for being late. I got 100% on that.
Oh wow.
She said, wow, great content. Like,
I need to go and get a master's degree. Fuck this.
But then I also just turned in the last assignment for her class the day after the grace period again. But I was like, maybe she'll be nice again and not take off points for that. So, but it might get points taken off because it wasn't, I didn't meet the word count, but oh well. I was like, do you want it or not? Like, so, so that's how school's going. But I was like, anyway, so 420, like, I'm going to relax and have a good time.
Yeah, I, one guy in my class, he was like, oh, are you coming back next semester? And I was like, that's what I said. Exactly what I said. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, this guy was asking me if I was coming back next semester, and I was like, oh, yeah, probably why. And he was like, yeah, you're just, like, so smart and so engaged. He was like, you know, I'd hate to... He's, like, an older guy. He's, like, 60 or something. So
okay,
and
this makes more sense now.
Yeah, he's all about, like, you know, encouraging, like, black youth. So then he was like, yeah, he was like, you're so smart and so talented. He was like, you should come back. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. And I was like, I think you all have a terrible... I'm representing myself terribly here. I was like, I'm very cocky. I'm very sure of myself. I act almost a little too much. Like,
I was like, I don't need your words of encouragement. I believe in myself.
Like, I do, to the fullest extent.
But that was nice of him.
Yeah, that was nice. But I am done. After classes ending on Monday, and then I have a final this Monday and a final the following Monday. And then after that, I'm finished until my summer classes start.
Wow.
Okay, negative.
So nice. I feel like after this week, I have, what do I have? I think I have one, my final project for one class is due in 2 days. Oh, wait. I'm going to have to look at Canvas again. I don't know the due dates.
Oh, I'm scared of you.
So, yeah, I think my final project for one class is due in a couple weeks, and then the other one is due a couple weeks after that. I don't remember. I think I just have two final projects. One is still a group project, the extension of the group project. So I'm still working with the same people.
Mm-hmm. I forgot you get out later.
Yeah. Right before my birthday, I was at least... Not now. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Is that a fire alarm?
That's the fucking fire alarm. And I know it's no goddamn fire. I'm not moving. Not it actually being a real fire happened.
Bitch, so that was flying,
I thought that was just somebody just pulled the alarm again or something, and I was like, let me look out the peephole, and I was like, is this a little hazy or is my peephole dirty? Like, and I was like, both. And I sniffed the, I was like, oh no, nah, this
you sniffed the crack? Is that what you're about to say? You sniffed the crack?
The door.
Sorry, I love magics.
Yes.
You sniffed
the crack of the door. Because, like, you know, a little air receiving through. I was like, okay, maybe if I smell some smoke. And I was like, oh, wait, it do smell a little campfire, you know, a little bonfire. Like,
smells like half smokes.
So I was like, damn, all right, let me get on it. Let me put some pants on and get out of here. And I came down the hall, and I was like, oh, it's really some smoke at the end of the, in the hall. Like, this is crazy. And so we're just outside waiting for the fire truck to come. And I think, it's been at least 30 minutes. Like, I was like, can we go back? And the fire trucks came. They was going in with some hoses or something. And they brought out these big fans or something. And then I found out from somebody who talked to one of the firefighters. She said that it was like a trash fire in the basement.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, so no one was at fault. I was like, did somebody burn some food? Like, she was like, I thought somebody 420 too hard. Like,
but how's it? Somebody had to, well, trash fire. Had the trash just set on fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, what happened in the trash that the trash went on fire? But I was like, whatever, that's none of my business. What matters is that there was no, like, damage to stuff. So, whatever.
Yeah.
So like, all right, I guess we can go back inside. But I'm like, it's still, they're still trying to, like, air it out. They just got these big fans and the smoke is everywhere. I was like, damn, how from the basement all the way up to the, to my floor? Like, how did that work?
Smoke rises?
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Sorry, I smoke and heat both our eyes.
Yeah, but I was like, this is wild. Not it was this a real fire. This is like the sixth time the alarm has gone off since I've lived here. And each time before, there was no fire.
Oh, you know what? Also, there's vents, like, all over the building.
True, yeah.
For the HVAC. Actually,
one of the last times, I think it was a small, like, somebody, like, burnt someone on the stove type fire. But other than that, the other few times, nothing happened.
He burned himself on the stove, like, don't.
Hello? So, yeah.
The apartment not that big. You should be able to watch it.
You really should, but whatever. Obviously, there's some irresponsible people in the building. I don't know, but... And I was like, wow, not an actual fire. I've been here a little over a year now, just renewed the lease, and now it's a real fire. Okay.
Yeah, your money's worth.
I guess, because it's just annoying how often the fire alarm goes off. Like, I've never lived anywhere where the fire alarm went off this often. Like, this, I feel like I've heard the alarm more times than, like, fire drills at school. Like,
only time I heard a fire alarm similarly, a lot of times... was when I went to Howard, and we had this building called CHN. I forget what it stands for. Something North. And then they had a South version. And I lived in CHN, and the fucking alarm would go off constantly. Like, it would be a fire drill, and it would be, like, 11 p.m. Gotta get out, and everybody had to get out of the building. And then you have to file in, like, floor by floor. It was fucking annoying.
That's stupid. In the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Like, do we have to do this?
It would be dark outside, but it's mostly because people are illegally cooking in the room. Or smoking.
Ooh. Well, yeah, I gotta be discreet. I don't know, like...
Windows didn't open, though, so...
Oh. Well, then that's just stupid, then. There's no way to get away with it if you can't open the windows.
I think people used to smoke in the bathroom with the, like, shower on. On, like, the hot shower on.
Where is the smoke going, everybody? That never makes... Where is the smoke going? There's no window. Where is it going?
No window in the bathroom. I think there was a vent, maybe?
And where is the vent going? To someone else's, like, the vent is going in the building, not outside.
Yeah. Obviously, tools in the shed were not sharpened.
The frontal lobe was not fully developed. It wasn't. Yet.
Freshmen in college, many of whom are cells. First time on their own.
But yeah, so, yep. Not there being a real fire. It smelled like smoke in here, but I was like, let's finish the fucking episode.
Yeah, I got shit to do.
This throwing off our whole schedule.
It threw off my whole day.
Damn.
Like, damn.
But anyways, everybody's safe. It's just smoke in the building. I was like, can we go back upstairs? And the guy was like, yeah, sure. Like, okay. I was like, he did not care.
He said, I don't give a fuck.
He said, I don't give a fuck. I was like, okay, then why don't you tell everybody else they can come in? But I think maybe the rest of them should stay outside because it's a lot of kids.
Oh.
And no one has a mask. And it's still pretty hazy and stuff in the hallways and probably in the apartments too. So I'm like, get some fresh air, everybody.
You know, time to play outside.
But not me. I'm built different. So.
What?
I got a mask, first off, so...
Oh, so you can manage the haze. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They just out there, ride-dogging the hazy air.
I was like, you're built different how, like, in terms of what, like...
I have a better immune system than them, probably. No.
I'm keeping my... If I speak.
If I speak.
I was like... Your lungs via...
I didn't say my lungs. I said my immune system. But I guess this will lungs, too, because
this would... Yeah.
My lungs, they're powerful. Lungs of steel.
Mind not you, really, but... bitch has been smoking since 16. Like
17?
Oh, my bad. Didn't want to make you seem like a childhood... bad. You like you had a bad childhood. 17. How old are you, by the way?
Ew, please. Oh, that's I'm about to be 27.
How old are you, by the way?
Ew. Oh, okay. Almost. Okay. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about when I was 18, and I was like, damn, it's almost 10 years since I was 18, and I was like, it's 10 years since I was 17. Oh, wow.
Okay, 420, stay off the weed.
Hey, I smoked hours ago, please. It's not
mathematics.
Even.
Mathematics. You're always 10 years older than you were 10 years ago. Except okay. For when you were 9.
Yeah, anyway.
I do be thinking like that, though. Especially when I'm with my coworkers. Because when OJ Simpson died this week, and my coworkers...
She casually dropped that in there.
Yeah, OJ Simpson died. And when... Like, I think I went to work, like, a couple days after, and they were talking about it, and both my boss and my supervisor were like, oh, yeah, that was the craziest shit ever, like, watching that on TV. And, like, you know, that's all anybody was talking about. I was like, damn, he was alive, like, cognizant with O.J. Simpson. Like, I was like, I think technically I was alive. I don't know if it was 96 or 97. I was like, I think technically I might have been alive. But I was like, I have no recollection
of that era.
I was like, damn, like, and this guy was giving us the play-by-play, like, one of the contractors, he was like, yeah, I remember exactly where I was, and, like, you know, it was like, I was like, damn, nigga.
This was a pivotal moment for people.
Pivotal moment. And wow. Was. But I was like, wow, like, 27 years ago, I wasn't alive.
Who'd have thought?
It's crazy. You guys lived before me. Wow. I would have never thought.
People lived before me, had full lives, were fully aware of what was going on around them before I existed. Wow.
Like, you guys didn't miss me?
they didn't know what they was missing. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's how I'd be thinking. I'd be like, damn, did y'all miss me? Like, when y'all were alive and I wasn't? They always say yes, so.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think what I was saying before this annoying fire happened, I think, so I just got a few projects left from the semester, and then the semester ends, like, right before my birthday, which is, like, mm-hmm. happy birthday to you. And then I'm taking off work the whole week after that, happy birthday to me.
To do what?
The Megan concert, and then nothing.
Okay, low-key, when is that concert?
The 28th.
Oh, May?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
My summer classes start that day, but that's really fine. I was like, start, not finish. Like,
exactly, you know? It's okay if you start 2 days later, you know?
Yeah, I'm good. I was trying to think about, I was like, when is that concert? I could have looked it up, but I didn't.
Absolutely could have looked it up, but.
I was like, somewhere around the 25th of May, I heard.
It's on the 28th.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, please add it to your calendar.
I won't forget because you all will show up at my house and I'll be like, oh, the concert.
Screaming.
I guess you could use that $55 to go find you an outfit for it.
Screaming for my tax refund. Mm-hmm. I almost want to be like, go ahead and keep that shit. Like, stop playing with me. That is so upsetting. Ugh. And speaking of other upsetting things, Jared Carmichael.
Please leave us alone.
Very upsetting to see him on the timeline.
I tried my best to ignore this all week. I kept seeing stuff about, like, the Carmichael show or whatever it's called. And then I was like, okay, I kind of don't care. Like, I already watched the Vince Staples show. I was like, I kind of don't need, like, another, like, comedian's little comedy sketch thing. Vince Staples was fine. It was okay. I chuckled a few times, and, like, it's a decent watch. But then more and more things about the Carmichael show just kept being exposed, and I was like, oh, okay, I really don't want to watch this. And then I was like, maybe I should watch it before I talk about it, but then I was like, I can't. Like,
I've seen enough.
Yeah, I've seen way too much, actually.
Yeah, the only, like, the clip I saw was the one with him and Tyler, the Creator, which I was like, oh, this
that
is
was
so
the
cringy.
First one. Yeah, I was like, ooh, this is embarrassing!
I
was like,
but it almost made me be like, maybe I should watch the show. Just because.
Are you? What is it, a sadistic?
Because I was like, what else is going on in your life that you felt like you wanted to put this on camera?
That's how I know your life is a fucking mess. Like,
so I was just a little curious. I'm like, what else is on your show? But then it was the swirl and the race play shit. I was like, okay, I don't need to see what else is on here. But I was like, of course you're one of those gays. Like, of course you are.
And I was like, okay, like, fine, like, date who you want, but, like, do the rest of us have to be subjected to you saying that you feel like a slave and your white boyfriend is your master teaching you how to
read? Yeah, and he was like, yeah, I like that. Like, and he thought we were gonna laugh. Like, he thought it was funny.
Like, you thought that was funny.
What's funny about slavery? Quickly.
Quickly!
Like,
I was like, wow, you have no respect for, like, those who came before you and, like, literally died and struggled and did have to learn to read by candlelight when it was illegal and, you know, were literally slaves, enslaved by white people, subjected to the horrors that white people did to us, and you have no respect for that. Like, you literally made a joke out of it. Not only, like, swirl agenda, but, like, swirl slave. Like,
Literally, it, right? It was one thing if you're like, you just like white boys, like whatever. But it's another thing to also be like, and I like to call my white boy my master. Like,
whoa,
what? It was like, oh, and I like it. You probably like when he called you a nigger too. Oh, I don't think he said that part, but if you like the other shit, you probably want to be called a nigger too.
And like, as a white, me being, I'm not the white man, but like, as a white man, like, you're cool with like your black boyfriend like degrading himself like that. Like, that doesn't feel like love to me. Doesn't feel like love to me. Like,
well, I mean, if you're a white man engaging in race play, you're already racist. So
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but I was like, how is that love? But like, you know,
exactly.
There's so many other things that need to be unraveled. Like,
it's very, yeah, lots of layers there.
Yeah. And then he got on the Breakfast Club to kind of absolve like the whole joke. But not even the entire joke, because I watched the Breakfast Club interview, because I was like, okay, like, I was like, maybe there is some substantial reason before I go in here and, like, you know, yap my shit. And it just kind of seemed more like, he's trying to, like, take the pressure off his white boyfriend, like, oh, we don't do race play, like, don't think of my white boyfriend as racist. I said it because it was a joke, not because my white boyfriend is actually racist. And like, what about you? Like, let's focus on you.
Like, it's about that you said that's what you like.
And there's something there. You
said you like the slave master dynamic in bed. That's what you
like. Well, he didn't say it.
Not in those exact words.
Yeah, but I was like, you saying you like when he teach you to read. I was like, I don't think it stops there. Yeah. It has to be in the bedroom too.
Just saying.
Yeah, because he was like, oh yeah, like my white boyfriend is like smarter than me, like he reads so many books, like, you know, I'm usually the smartest person in the room, so like, you know, when I got with him, I just felt like, you know, he's way smarter than me because he likes reading all those books and stuff. I was like, so okay, you J. Cole ass nigga who don't read, how are you smart? Like, who are you around?
Yeah,
where you could be a non-reading ass nigga and still be the smartest one in the room. You should probably leave the room.
Around a bunch of dummies, you should probably leave the room.
I was like, so you don't feel, like, nasty saying, like, the slave shit? Like, I don't know. It's just a little, not even a little, it's a lot disrespectful.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate it. And I'm like, the fact that you thought everyone else would be like, haha, it's a joke. Like, and then he's on the Breakfast Club trying to be like, he's trying to say, like, Charlamagne making him, like, Donkey of the Day or something. And then he took something out of context. And
there was no context.
We didn't need context for the rest of the joke to make it funny. It wasn't going to be funny regardless.
And then he's talking about, oh, well, it would have been funny, like, if my boyfriend, if it was, like, you know, two black people. And I was like, no, it wouldn't.
Because why would two black people be like, yeah, I'm the slave, you're the master? Why would we?
That would never even come up in the relationship.
Like.
Two black people would never, what?
Unless it's some weird shit and, like, one of them is biracial or something. Or one is what? Super light-skinned or, I don't know. I'm like, what's.
I just don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah,
it wouldn't happen. Like, and then also in that interview, he was talking about, he was like, you know, you're my friend, Charlamagne, and blah, blah. And I was like, Charlamagne is your friend? So that also says a lot about you to me.
But I do think Charlamagne, like, had a, oh. And that's what also made me mad. I was like, not you making me agree with Charlamagne. Because Charlamagne was like, you don't think it's weird that you're talking about, like, you know, your white boyfriend is a master teaching you how to read. Aren't you from, like, North Carolina where the literacy laws, like, first went into effect? And he's like, see, it's not even, like, that serious. Like, we wasn't even talking about that. Like, I'm like.
The fact that Charlamagne had to say that?
Yeah, I was like, you don't know your state's history at all? I was like, you don't, like, I guess you live in LA now, so maybe. But I was like, I don't know everything there is to know about Maryland, but I try to know the important things. Especially because it was a slave state, so, you know.
True, yeah.
Sometimes it's just nice to know, like, what was the extent here? Hey, why is that person hanging the Maryland flag the wrong way? Oh, they're racist. Like, you know, just little things like that. Why are they only using the red and white version of it? Like, oh, they're racist. Like, it's just good to know certain things. Also, like, I don't know, Black history.
Yeah.
That's probably why you're not well-read. You don't look up anything, but,
And then he's hanging around a bunch of white people, like.
Yeah, it's. And I was listening to As Told by Kenya's podcast, and she was saying a lot of what I was feeling too. She was like, "It's not that I hate interracial couples." She was like, "I think you guys are just weird the way you." She was like, "Because it's never like normal." She was like, "If you're being normal, like fine, like date your white person and like congratulations or whatever, like you're allowed to do that. Loving versus Virginia passed. Like, you're allowed to do that. It's when you make it weird. Like, you're making it very fetishy.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe for some people, but there's just a lot there. I was like, you need to go to therapy and not make a TV show.
Definitely. I was like, this, I was like, you need some help, especially putting up the Tyler scene. Like,
oh my God.
He did that on purpose. It was like, you already had that real conversation in real life. And then you were like, let's do it again on camera.
Like, I get secondhand embarrassment really bad, and that just made me, like, itch.
Yeah, I was like, do you have a humiliation kink?
That's what I was thinking. This is a humiliation ritual.
And is that why he likes the slave master thing? He likes to feel humiliated? Like,
it's giving humiliation ritual.
Like, please leave us out of your kinks. Thank you.
not surprising to, I was like, this is on HBO. Who is owned by white people. I was like, of course it's like the shit that is being like platformed.
Literally. I was like, of course. Not surprised. But I'm also, it's just sad to see. I'm like,
damn. It is. You
know, especially like in the black gay community, it's always like a thing where it's like, oh, black guys, we don't like to date each other. That's my brother. Blah, blah. I'm like,
especially when they get money.
Especially that West Coast LA shit. Like,
yeah.
Y'all go to the West Coast and it'd be like interracial and it up. Like,
I was like, you know what? Maybe my parents snap have me on the East Coast. I don't know.
I think it's a privilege
that
we were here on the East Coast in predominantly black PG County.
I thought we had a conversation in class about like segregation. We were reading case, like the race cases, like Brown versus Board of Education. And then basically my professor was like, is segregation wrong? And all the white people were like, yes, segregation is wrong. Like, it makes black people feel inferior. I was like, now what if I said segregation is good for black people?
Okay.
I raised my hand. I was like, actually, I was like, definitely elementary school. I was like, I didn't see a white person in any of my elementary schools. I was like, I didn't really talk to a white person until high school. That's not true. Maybe middle school. But like becoming friends with a white person, definitely like high school. And I was like, yeah, I was like, it's white supremacy that makes black people feel inferior, not going to an all black school. Like, I was like, segregation does wonders for black people's confidence. I'm sorry.
Listen, because if you talk about the way some people who grew up in a black area versus people who grew up in non-black areas, how they feel about themselves.
Yeah, way different. Way different.
Stuff, but like.
Yeah, I was like, those formative years, I was like, it does wonders for the black self-confidence. Like, at least, you still gonna get teased, don't get me wrong. It's not kumbaya.
Right, I was like, if you like dark skin or if you're fat, it might be okay for you.
Yeah.
In just in different ways.
But like, you're not gonna feel bad for being black. You're gonna feel bad for some other attribute that you can't control.
Right. You'll feel good about your blackness.
But. Yeah, nothing else. and don't let you have a defining feature on your face. Like face, body,
or if you got a if you got a big nose or a big forehead or big anything, they're like
big lips,
you don't like it.
Big ears, like
yeah. So in that way,
like yes, featureism, colorism still existed, but right, you will not feel like you're subpar from being black. You'll feel subpar for other things like that are related to blackness, but you'll just never feel subpar from being black. But then yeah, like people in the class, it was like white liberals. They were like, yeah, like black people would feel like bad for only being around black people because like inherently we feel like black people are less than. And I was like, not quite.
It's like, actually, I'd feel pretty great if I never saw another white person.
What can I say? Like, so I was like, actually, I was like, I went to segregated schools. I never feel bad. I was like, they're bad because they're segregated and we give less money to black people. But in terms of feeling inferior for being black, don't know that feeling. The other three people from PG County backed me up.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were like, we went to mostly black schools. Like, I was like, we liked it there. And then there was, like, white people who were like, I didn't meet a black person until college. Like, schools are still segregated. But they seemed more, like, ignorant about the ways of the world. And they were like, it was, like, really culture shocky. Like, you don't know how to interact. And I was like, that's the difference. Like, in black schools, we learned how to interact with white people. Like, you just have to be better than them. And, like, that's that. Like,
yeah. Or, like, the two white people that did go to your school, they were, like, cool. You know? Like, I can think of, like, in high school, there was, like, two white girls in, like, in my classes. And I was like, I was like, okay, like, y'all all right. Like,
you okay.
It was
you
very
okay,
much huh? just like, you okay, white boy. Like, it's very much that energy.
Very, like, you okay, white boy? Like,
yeah, because I'm like, because it was like they weren't like overt. It wasn't giving like racist vibe, and like they weren't doing no weird shit. Like, they was just chill. Like, we ain't gotta do no extra and make a big deal out of nothing. Like,
right. You know? But yeah, I was like, there's definitely like a self-esteem difference in terms of like the blackness. Like, can't say nobody came out of PG County without self-esteem issues. You definitely right. did. If you went to middle school in Prince George's County, you got some. You fucked up a little bit. Like,
yeah,
somewhere. Like,
yeah. Somewhere something happened, but
something happened to you. But in terms of like how people regard their blackness, people who aren't, and I have only lived in PG County as a child, so I can't talk to anyone else, but I assume it's similar for other places that are mostly all black school systems, like Atlanta. I'm pretty sure people in Atlanta feel similarly. No, people from Atlanta or like right. mostly
people black. Who in other predominantly black areas, how did y'all feel?
Yeah, like, do you feel okay with your blackness? I'm not talking about featureism. Well,
like, I mean, being it kinda
black.
Ties in.
It ties in, but like being black, like, well, also my parents were on that, like,
but like, yes.
Yeah. Don't say you can't. Don't say you can't. Say, I don't know how to do it yet. Like, they were very, like, self-esteemy. But yeah, I do notice that difference. And I was like, wow, dodge a bullet by not being born on the West Coast.
Yes, okay.
Low-key.
Yeah, it's funny. I kind of had a similar conversation with my white coworker, something similar about the segregation type thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. It was like, I had a good experience. I don't know.
Had a good experience. I was like, yeah.
I was like, I think. And she was like, so you're pro segregation, haha. And I was like, well.
Well.
I was like, y'all didn't want to live with us, so.
For the formative years, I was like, the self-esteem, like, boost that you get, because you're going to get knocked down self-esteem wise in the future already. Like, yeah. White supremacy just does that. Why be subjected to it as a child as well?
Right.
But
just be kumbaya. Not kumbaya.
It's not kumbaya. Like, let's
it's
not.
But
but I am seeing the effects of, like, people.
You see the differences. Yeah.
Yeah. And even the black people who are in my class who did, like, group around majority white people, I see the difference. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. So. I was like, shout out to White Flight or whatever, so y'all was getting out of my neighborhood.
They're coming back.
Literally, that old lady who lived next door to us, she was the last one holding on from the White Flight in PG. Like, she's lived there for decades.
She's like, I ain't giving up this fucking house.
When everybody else left, she was the one white person that stayed.
That is hilarious. Yeah, I definitely see the difference, and I don't know. He needs some self-esteem classes.
Yeah, Jared Carmichael, I hope I want better for you. Like,
but you have to want better for yourself.
Right. And if what you want is them white boys, then I can't stop you. But
like, I guess you can have a white boyfriend, but like, do you have to be weird about it?
You don't have to be weird about it. That's where people are kind of like, okay, like,
yeah,
just be normal.
Just be normal. Just be normal. Or if you're not going to be normal, like, leave us out of it.
Right. Like, you can just keep your shit to yourself. You don't have to.
I would have never known you were interested in race play. I would have never known he was dating a white guy.
Would have never known.
Who was checking for Jared?
Not me. I think I just heard that he had, like, came out as gay or something. And I was like, oh, okay, good for him. And then when I came for the show, then I saw some, like, trailer or something with him kissing some white boy. And I was like, oh, not you. But I was like, typical. Like, meh.
It's like when people get money and they're like, oh, well, this is like what people with money do. And it's like, instead, you should do things that you like. Like, I think people get money and they're like, oh, whiteness is money. So they exalt whiteness. And then, like, a lot of people who are rich get white partners because they're like, oh, well, this is what rich people do who are also white.
Yep. Always got that white wife. I'd be like, interesting.
And like, your proximity partner. When you're poor is around black people, so you associate poorness with being black.
That's that white supremacy.
Speaking of whiteness, I went down to Accokeek yesterday. I had a work thing. Apparently Accokeek is in Prince George's County. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure that's PG still. The southernmost.
God damn. I was like, what?
Deep South PG.
I was like, golly. So anyway, my boss, or my supervisor, she was like, oh, there's this really great, she's white. I should have known. This story's going to make sense in 2 seconds. She was like, there's this really great barbecue place down there. We have to go. So I was like, great. I was like, love me some good barbecue. I ordered a sandwich. First of all, they had two sandwiches. One's called the Dixie and one's called the Yankee. And I was like, okay. So I ordered the Dixie because it was like the way that they described the sandwich. I was like, well, this sounds better. But I was like, interesting. I bit into the sandwich. It went squish. Bruh. Huh? I don't have texture issues, but I could not eat. Like, it was wet. Squish. And it looked like shit. It looked like literally cat throw up on a bun. It was so fucking nasty. And I spent $13 on that shit.
Oh my god.
It was nasty. Like, I need a refund. Fuck. It was nasty as fuck. Like, it was so nasty I had to put it on the notes today. Like, that shit was, I had like three bites, and like she came back over because she was getting a milkshake, and then I was like, she was like, how's the sandwich? I was like, oh. And I was like, I can't. I was like, this is nasty shit. Damn. Like,
what did she order?
She ordered the Yankee, but both of them, first of all, looked the fucking same. Like, it was nasty as shit. Oh my fucking god. Like, and then I ordered a half smoke too. Half smoke was nasty. I was like, this is a regular ass hot dog. A half smoke's supposed to be fucking thick, no? It's supposed to be like a chub, like it's thick and like shorter. Am I wrong? Yeah. It looked like a hot dog that they split in half. It was also nasty. And they put coleslaw on it. I was like, why would you put coleslaw on this?
Coleslaw. And you know the coleslaw was nasty, too.
Coleslaw was fucking nasty. The fries were coleslaw good. Anyway, but I like coleslaw when it's good.
The fries are... Of course, anybody can make fries.
Not everybody can make fries, though.
They can't, but I'm like, that's... If you can't do nothing
bare
else,
minimum.
That's the bare minimum. Yeah.
I was like, bitch, why would you take me here? And then we were leaving. I was like, oh. I was like, I shouldn't have trusted a white person's barbecue recommendation. Like, because I'm looking at the menu. I was like, where's the fucking ribs? Like.
Right. Just saying it's a barbecue place.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be ribs. They talking about some minced beef. What?
Minced beef.
That shit was nasty.
Damn. And she loved that sandwich, huh?
She ate that shit up. I was like, I couldn't. The texture was horrible.
That one ain't go squish, too? Like.
Yeah. First bite, it went. I was like, I'm literally traumatized.
I'm so sorry you had to go through that, friend.
I had to share I had to share my pain. $13 on that. $13. Nastiest barbecue sandwich in the world.
So sorry. What a disgrace. A disgrace to barbecues across the country.
It was. I want to get a grill, though. That's so random, but I was setting my backyard. This week, I like bought... First of all, these companies are robbing us. I bought a grass rug that was supposed to be 5 feet by 7 feet. That shit is 4 feet by six when I rolled it out. Mm-mm. Then I was looking at how to set up the rest of the backyard. Patio sets are too damn high.
Yeah, that's why I ain't got no furniture on my balcony.
Patio sets are too damn high. $600 for a love seat?
Oh. Damn, that's more than my couch.
Like, it's getting ridiculous, but I was looking at ways to set it up, and I was like, oh, I should get a grill. I was like, I should learn how to grill. So, burnt food coming soon.
I'm screaming.
I have no idea how to grill.
Get your grilling shoes.
I am.
I'm sure you could figure it out. It's just for cooking, right? I don't know. You just get some charcoal and throw that shit on there, right?
I have no idea how. I should probably watch a couple YouTube videos. But
yes, head on over to YouTube University.
But yeah, I was like, after I ate that sandwich, I was like, I need to learn how to barbecue. I was like, this can't go on any longer. I was like, I can't trust like the random barbecues. Like, cause I tried one cause I want barbecue and it's nasty as fuck. And I'm like, what does a nigga have to do to get good barbecue around here?
Make it yourself.
Exactly. Speaking of making it yourself, Boeing is definitely making these, planes by themselves. Kind of nothing to sniff at, like, or actually nothing to laugh at. They had, like, a congressional hearing, and there's, like, another whistleblower, not the dead one. Apparently the quality... They really killed that man!
I'm sorry, the way you said not the dead one killed me.
I had to clarify. Maybe someone thought he would have came back from the dead. I also have to remind y'all that he's dead. But there was another whistleblower, and he was basically, like, they were jumping on the shit to make it fit together. There's no quality control. That's what he said.
Oh my god.
There was no like quality inspection, and there was like tons of airplanes that just left the factories without even being expected. So like basically if you're riding on a Boeing airplane, you're like risk your life.
Damn, playing Russian roulette.
Yeah. They got pictures of nails on the tires on the plane. It's hella shit. Oh, yeah. And then they're trying to kill him, so.
Of course. Like, if in a week or two we see that this new whistleblower has also been mysteriously killed.
Suicide.
Another suicide. I'd be like, yeah, sure. I'm like, you think we're stupid? Like,
yes. Well, no, it's not that they think we're stupid. We can't do anything about it.
Sure, you know, they're right. You're right. They're probably like, yeah, we're going to do this thing. And if you can't prove it, then there's nothing you can do.
So, I don't know. Just, yeah, the Boeing stuff is kind of like nothing to laugh at. Also, it's still going on. I just wanted to make people aware. Because I feel like yeah. It's kind of rotated out of the news cycle a little bit.
Yeah. So if you get on a plane soon, make sure it's not a Boeing plane. Mm. But in other news, we got some new music. Tinashe dropped her song Nasty. Have you heard it? I'm finna nasty girl. Yes.
Pop locking and drop it in the desert, baby.
I've been on a stinker. The video was cute, too. I was like, she's always going to give us a good boom count. Boom count. 5, 6, 7, 8. Like,
5, 6, 7, 8. I've been
on a stinker. I've been on a stinker. I was like, yes. I put in the Discord. I was like, me after ovulation.
Okay. Yeah, this week was disgusting.
Yeah, my last ovulation, it was also during the eclipse, and I was ovulating, and I was like, this is actually insane, like
moon magic.
I was like, I've never been this horny in my life. Like,
yeah, it was. Yeah,
it was bad for me.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the eclipse, but sorry.
Oh, we can talk about the eclipse.
Yeah, the eclipse.
we can come back because it circles back to Nasty anyway. So
it's kind of like the eclipse. Okay, what is going on? Like, I said this, like, a few weeks ago, and I thought about it afterwards, and I was like, oh, that's not fair to say, like, people have mental illness. But I think a lot of Americans actually do have mental illness. Like, there's, around the eclipse, there was so much going on. Like, there was a lady who made a video on TikTok. She was like, there's going to be a massacre in Texas, like, during the eclipse. She was like, you have to get ready. We have to get ready. And, like, she's, like, screaming and, like, crying in the video. And then a lady in LA, I don't know if you saw, she was Mystic Lipstick.
Oh, that was Mystic Lipstick. Yeah.
Yeah. She lost it. Oh my god, she was like, basically, this was the end times, and she killed her partner, and then, like, threw her children out of the car, and then crashed her car and committed suicide, like, because...
Yeah, one of the baby died.
Yeah. Damn. I was like, oh my god, like...
Yeah, I was so like, I don't know what's going on. They were saying they think it could have been spiritual psychosis, it could have been postpartum related.
Yeah.
The baby was, like, 8 months old.
Yeah, you could really have been don't a, know.
Combination. I mean, a little bit of that spiritual shit for sure, because you thought it was really the end times. Something's going on.
But like, to that extreme, I was like, over an eclipse? Like, people were really and then the Christians was going buck wild as usual. They were like, the eclipse is the sign of the devil. Like, I was like,
I feel like it's very much a sign of the change in climate in this country, because I'm like, eclipses happen regularly.
Yeah,
this is not like something that hasn't happened for like 20 years. Like, it happens like every year.
Yeah, the Jehovah Witnesses were going around knocking on doors, like giving out pamphlets about like the eclipse. Like, I was like, no thank
everyone's
you.
Everyone's losing it? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, they're like, the eclipse is coming, have you heard? I was like, oh yeah. They were like, yeah, like you're supposed to like stay indoors, like don't go and watch it, it's up the devil. Like, I don't think that was the Jehovah Witnesses. It was somebody else. I saw people on the street corner as well, on Mike's in the Market, talking about the eclipse. The Jehovah's Witnesses came by. Yeah, people in Lexington were like, oh, like, are you ready for the eclipse? Like, you know, Jesus is coming. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
What? That's weird. Like, although, one thing I did hear that about, like, not seeing the eclipse, I believe, like, the Navajo tribe, or I don't know if it's more than one tribe, but it was, like, their traditional eclipse. The thing is to stay indoors and not actually witness the eclipse with their eyes or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, a sacred time for them. But I was like, so how did that get to other people and be like, we can't see the eclipse? Like,
no, there's other traditions that do like you know, you're not supposed to really look at the eclipse. Like, it's a time for like healing and resetting, but you're also not supposed to manifest. Yeah, I saw a lot of people being like, oh, we're going to manifest during this eclipse. I was like, isn't an eclipse supposed to be like chaotic energy? Like,
listen, you can't listen to these new age spiritual girlies. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, and they're like,
they be saying anything.
A lot of the older spiritual girls were like, please do not manifest during an eclipse. Like, somebody proposed during an eclipse. Everybody was like, ooh. I mean, the picture was cool, but I was like, oh, that's not a good, oh.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, everyone, you know, do what's best for you.
Dude, listen, but yeah, people were not saying.
They were losing it. Yeah. And then I was like, personally, I was losing it because I was like,
Didn't one happen? Didn't an eclipse happen in like 2016? Like a full.
Probably.
I don't remember it being this like,
Yeah, mine was on 10. Like, it was mostly the ovulation, I feel like. But, like, I was like, what's going on? Like,
oh, I meant, like, everybody. But, yeah, like, everybody was like,
everybody, like, literally.
And that's why everybody was like, it's not the devil. And I was like, oh, my God.
It was definitely some heightened energy, for sure. Like, I could feel it. And I was like, it felt like a shift. And I didn't even.
Shut the fuck up. There is a shift.
Nah, I wrote in my journal and everything. I was like, what was this shift? Like, it was like, shift into maximum horny overdrive. I was like, whoa, what's going
on? I'm screaming.
So that was my eclipse experience.
I think my sister and I stayed in, but mostly just because work from home and she was off, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had glasses.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to be happening while I was at lunch, but it happened after, like, 3, so I
was not at lunch. Oh, yeah, that was when it was full.
Yeah, and then some people had glasses, and then we were just passing them around as staff. Mm-hmm. Just, I was like, oh, this is cute. You know, a little cute 20, 30 minutes of not doing any work. I was like, it's a socializing hour, cute.
Yeah, I watched it from the window. I was like, oh, it's getting really dark outside. But I did hear that, like, all my neighbors were, like, congregating in the streets. And, like, you know, it seemed like a nice social hour. I was like, wow, this is what life's all about. Appreciating nature and beauty.
You know, it was cute. It brought people together.
We should do this more often. We should have more eclipses. I don't know. Or something. Like, it was very neighborly around here.
Something to break up the monotony of the day.
Yeah. You know?
I think that's what we needed. It was just like, a nice little break, you know?
And then, of course, the United States was like, we lost $70 billion worth of productivity during that 30 minutes.
Get back No one cares!
Well, like, I was also like, if this isn't, let me tap the sign, like, we have the power, you know, you can boycott in some way and make a huge effect.
Like, if 30 minutes of people looking at the eclipse was like, wow, we lost all this productivity. Imagine if we all went on strike.
One day.
One day we'll all be on the same page. But back to Tinashe, though. It does relate to the eclipse because I was reading her paper magazine interview, and apparently she planned the release of Nasty and everything around the eclipse.
Oh, cool.
Like, yeah, she had, like, set it up, like, to everything, scheduled posting and everything for, like, when the eclipse was going to happen in LA or whatever. I was like, okay, cute. And she was like, you know, this is just, like, a new era or whatever. She's like, some cute for the summertime. Like, apparently, BB Angel was supposed to be, like, a trilogy, which I feel like she could have just said that, because when it first dropped, everyone was like, girl, where's the rest of the album? Because she was calling it an album, and it was 7 songs. We were like, this is not an album. So if you knew then, why didn't you just say part one? And then we would have been like, oh, okay, so the rest is coming. This is just part one. Instead of being annoyed that you dropped a 7-song album, and it's not a fucking album. Like...
I will say, I don't remember what interview it was, but I was watching something with a couple clips with her this week, and she was talking about how when she goes on tour, when she does anything, like, she's coming out of pocket for it, and, like, especially for tour, she usually, like, is at a loss because she's paying everything out of pocket, and they only kind of practice for a couple of days. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
What about an independent artist?
Yep. She said, and I think I read that, she said, like, she's down, like, a couple hundred thousand. I was like, huh?
Like, y'all would never see me. I'm sorry. 100,000? A couple hundred thousand?
I was like, did I misread this?
Couple hundred thousand. Y'all would just be like, oh my God, Tinashe, please go on a tour. Go on tour. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, so that's, you can tell, like, she's touring for the love of touring.
For the love of the game.
In a show, she's a great performer. Like, you can tell she likes to perform. And even their dance. I mean, now that I know that she doesn't practice, I can kind of tell a little bit. But with the dance, you know, sometimes the dancers just be just a hair off sync, you know? Okay. So I'm like, okay, y'all could have been in sync more. But if y'all only had a week to rehearse, that makes sense.
It's good for a week.
Yeah, I was like, y'all are professionals, you know? Y'all could do this in a week. But, you know, it could be a little tighter, but whatever.
Okay, well, why don't you get on stage and show us how to do it then?
Right. Since I know everything.
Since you know everything. Since you got fucking tutorial. Since you choreographed it.
But I mean, still good performances though. But yeah, so I don't know. I appreciate her going into debt to tour, you know, because the show be lit. Like, she's a great performer.
Speaking of dancers, Drake, Kelly. I'm sorry.
And I'm screaming. We were just talking about this before. I didn't even know what this lady's name was. I don't know who she was. I was like, oh, just that old lady who be dancing. Like,
she does scare me because her body is so like muscular, but face is grandma and baby. Like,
right. It's a contrast between the face and the body for you.
And then the way that her body moves, like the muscles, like I could tell like she works out so, but like when she does the leg point, it's like only the back part of the leg jiggles, like the front doesn't jiggle. And I'm like, ma'am, please.
It's only because that front part is all muscle. It's
yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. The isolation is like, I don't know. But they got her, they overlaid Beyonce's Cowboy Carter songs. And which is ironically making me like listen to the songs.
I think was it Two Hands to Heaven? Was that the one? There's like, dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. That's the most popular one. Dun, dun,
dun. Is that Two Hands to Heaven?
Couldn't tell you.
I still haven't listened to the Cowboy Carter again.
I haven't either. I gave her, one and a half listens. But they've been putting more songs over it too. I just think it's funny.
I was like, I don't know what the original song is for that, for the video, but.
No clue.
But or maybe, I feel like that's the original because the way the leg points and the thigh jiggle, it matches.
I don't think that's the original.
It's not. It's not.
I don't think it's the original. Somebody correct us, but yeah, I don't think that's the original.
Well, oh well.
Beyonce is going to be very confused when everybody starts doing that at the show. Or she should actually do it at the show.
The way she be sneaking up online, she should be tuned in. She probably already saw that video. Like, she would know exactly why they're doing that at the show.
Drake Kelly as the choreographer for for the Cowboy Carter tour.
Please. But instead of listening to Cowboy Carter again, I don't even know if I'm gonna really give that album another listen for real.
I might give Barbie Guard, but that's on the rarity.
Yeah, maybe the last seven tracks, but I don't even care that much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, I'm onto better music, like... I've been listening to Amore's album, The Angel You Don't Know. Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed. The album is so good. I've been listening to nothing but this album for this whole week. Phenomenal project.
Okay, I might have to listen.
Like, I don't know. I'm just obsessed. Like, and I think she posted on Instagram. She was like, Fountain. Somebody was like, I think it's been enough time to say. They were like, Fountain Baby, like, better than, or The Angel You Don't Know. Or it was opposite. Mm-hmm. I think they said The Angel You Don't Know is better than Fountain Baby. And she was like, which one do you... And I was like, I can't choose. Like,
can't put two bad bitches against each other.
I can't put two bad bitches against each other. Like, I don't know. In this moment, I was like, maybe The Angel You Don't Know is better? Ooh, I don't know. Ooh. I'll have to listen to Fountain Baby again, but like, legit, I've only been listening to The Angel You Don't Know. So,
okay, I'll listen and then I'll break the tie.
Yeah, I'll have to listen to them back to back to figure it out. Because I was like, I don't know. Like, I had Found Baby on repeat for a while as well. So I'm like, they both have the same replay value. But I'm like, I don't know. Angel You Don't Know, the beats might be hitting a bit more. I don't know. But there is one song on Angel You Don't Know that I don't like that much. I'd be like, ugh, skip. Versus Found Baby, I don't skip any song ever.
Ew.
Rarely. Sometimes Big Step Up, but like I like it.
Yeah.
But, Sometimes I want to skip Big Step Up, but like the one on The Angel You Don't Know, Hell's Angel, I'd be hearing that song and I'd be like, skip. Like, I'd be like, I don't know if I want to, play that one. But the rest are so good.
I've been listening to Shaylia. She has a song. I heard this on my Spotify. It's called Romeo and Julieta. Song is phenomenal. I think you would really enjoy it. And then it's attached to an album, Facets, which is also really good. It's a little 10 track album, but yeah, really good. It came out in 2023. I was like, oh wow, like, I don't know. I forget who she reminds me of, but I think you would really like that album.
Okay, send it to me. Send me the link. Otherwise, I'm not going to listen to it.
Yeah, we know. And what else have I been listening to? Le Nubians. It's like this French 90s, duo kind of like a, what is that? I don't remember what their names are. But it's like a French 90s black duo. I like them, and I've been listening to Princesses, Nubians. Yeah, and then other than that, I've been listening to Quimby so that I can study.
What's Quimby?
It's supposed to be like these videos for like when you didn't pay attention in class all semester.
Oh.
It's supposed to be like a refresher thing.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what I've been, those are my three replays this week.
Yeah, my replays is literally just the entire Angel You Don't Know album. Like, it was so good. And I didn't even know Sad Girls Love Money was Amarae at first. Because at the show, when she did the Sad Girls Love Money, I was like, oh, this is her. Like, I heard this song a couple times. Mm-hmm. But, like, I didn't really know it like that. I was like, oh, this is her. Like, hits. Like, just hits in the whole album. Like, back to back. My favorite is Feel Away. Mm-hmm. And apparently there was some other girl. This girl, Molly, that's the one who be singing. But they sound too similar. Like,
oh, they have that baby voice.
Yeah, I was like, they sound very similar. Like, I didn't even know the songs that Molly is on. I thought it was just Amarae the whole time. But it's not. I can kind of hear the difference, but I was like, oh, they just put a little effect on Amarae's voice. Like, you know, they sound the same.
Oh, wow. Well, singing double. Like a stunt double.
Yeah. But yeah, Feel Away, Jumping Ship, Celine. Celine is my song. And Celine is funny because I was watching a bunch of interviews on Amarae, and she was like, Celine was such an unserious song for her to record. She was like, I was so drunk. That's how I could hit all these high notes.
Imagine being so drunk you can hit high notes. Like, wow.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you're never going to be able to perform this one live. Like, I saw some little Pitchfork performance video where she did Celine, allegedly, in quotes, really. I was like, why did you even play this song? It should have not been on the set list. Didn't even try the high notes. Just let the backing track do it.
Sometimes it's better not to embarrass yourself.
You know, that's why I would have just took it off the set list altogether.
But, you know, the people want to hear it, so.
True. It is one of my favorites on the album, so. Do you need me to send you the link to that so you actually listen to it, or?
Yeah, why not?
Yes. It's like, I will send you the link right now.
I think you're assuming I'm going to open the text message on time, though.
Okay, well, at least it'll just be there.
It'll be so there. Yeah, you're
it'll
right.
It'll be there.
You know me so well. And I'm going to send you the facets.
Yes. You be saying, like, all your music recommendations on the podcast, I'd be like, okay, maybe I'll actually listen to it.
sounds excellent.
I was like, okay, sounds good. And I do not. But yeah. I guess this might be a short episode. Sorry. The fire thing kind of just threw it. So. Yeah.
And I really got to get to the library, y'all.
Yeah, we got to do this work. I mean, I should do some work, but I think I'm about to smoke another bowl instead.
Oh, wow.
Happy 420, everybody!
Happy 420! I like my show. Back.